about humans. They're men, or their pathetic loyalty when afraid.
We got some sake, some meat, whatever this is. Why would you look at that? A human among the offerings. And a cute one at that. I guess humans finally learned that if they don't want their sacrifices nabbed by other monsters, they have to give up their own kin. Look at you. You're all tied up. Barely got anything on. Only tattered cloth. Ugh.
Hello, tiny man.
Are you afraid of me? You should be! You might be the only human in your village to have seen me in person. I wonder why. You're probably wondering why you're bunched up with all the other meat, huh? Would you like to know why? No? Well, too bad. I'm telling you anyways. Monsters love humans. We keep them as pets, servants, lovers, and food. The bigger the monster is, the bigger the appetite. And as you can see, I'm one of the biggest monsters around. I want to say even to exist. If I squeezed you any harder, I could pop your bones out of their sockets. So, I suggest you stay still and be a good little sacrifice while I decide what to do with you. I hope you like my backside. It's gonna be a long trip before we get home. Here we are, tiny man. Let me lie you down here while I move the rock. You best not make any moves, huh? All right, come on. All right, pick a spot. You're eyeing up the chair, huh? I'll put you down there. I'm off to close the entrance. Don't bother running. There we go. I got some crystals that I had a friend turn into a lamp. All I have to do is tap it and... There. Some light. I usually pass out by the time dusk rolls around, so... I didn't really have any use for lights. But since you're here, I'd say they came in handy. Let's get these ropes off you. I'm gonna keep the gag for later. You looked pretty cute in it. So hard to untie these stupid tiny human knots with these fingers. Got it. So, how long were you tied up for? Not a talker, huh? You strike me as a shy type of guy. I bet you like to scream in bed. That got something out of you, huh? You're almost as red as my skin! Why don't you have a drink? Loosen up a bit. Come on, take this. It's plenty fine for a beginner. Sheesh, I know I said it's plenty fine for a pipsqueak like you, but you didn't have to down it so quickly. Ah, jeez, you're coughing up a storm. I guess I should have given you less, huh? Here. I always like to keep water around, just in case a human wanders by. Come on, trust me. The burning won't go until you take a sip. That's it. Good boy. I might be an Oni, but I'm not cruel. Want to see how much I can down? Yeah, that's that good shit. Look at your face. Are you blushing? No way. You're drunk already? Come here, cutie. Slow steps. Don't fall down. At least, not until you're on my lap. That's it. I gotcha. You want to know something special about Oni Sake? It was made to be used during sexual encounters. Its taste only improves when shared between two individuals. And while you share, you won't black out. And your body goes into heat. Oni that live in faraway lands use the sake to make humans so unbelievably hot and bothered that they take to the nearest monster and have their way with them. Listen, I wasn't lying about your kind being used as servants and food. But we don't want to rip into you or use you as slaves. We want your love, passion, and spiritual energy. And sake's best use is enhancing the taste of spiritual energy. Come here. Let me show you. How was that? It didn't burn as bad that time, did it? You look like you enjoyed that. Did you enjoy sharing this sake with me? Lying against my muscular body with my massive breasts against your face? You're so cute, all muzzled up against me. You even moan when I rub your skin. You're like a little cat. Do you like me rustling your hair with my fingers? I bet you didn't think I could be gentle. What was that, human? I guess I love you too. I honestly didn't think I would hear that so soon. I don't want to hurt you, so I'll take it slower. I know you're a drunken mess, so you don't really know what's going on, but I really just need to get a taste of you. My God. Look at your cock. So hard and wet already. Quite an impressive size for a human. Just let me get a taste of your spiritual energy. It seems the sake really is best for sexual encounters. Your seed tastes wonderful. Here, lay back against me. You'll get a good view of me while I experiment. Let that soak in. The magical properties of this oil are said to be unleashed when a demon and a lover share a moment of deep passion with one another. I'm not really one to try and see if this stuff actually works, but something about this had me interested. I heard that the demonic energy that we create with our passion has special properties, that the Queen of Oni can change at her will. And as of late, all she wants is for the war between man and demon to cease. So now, the energy we create is used to make things more pleasurable, to work towards peace. See that club over there? It's lined with underworld steel. Warrior Onis in the past could use their weapons to drain the mana of humans so that they could be feasted upon easily. But if I use it on you now, while you're drunk off sake, I bet it'd make you come buckets. That's why the demonic sake is so important for this ritual between demon and human. It makes me horny as hell, and it makes your balls into a wellspring of delicious seed. Every night from now on, we'll repeat this ritual, and eventually, your soul will become more in tune with my demonic aura. But basically, we'll never grow old. Together, our love, our bond, will be eternal. You seem a little too drunk to understand, but that's a good thing. Red Oni like myself aren't meant for this kind of talk. Here. You like that feeling, cutie? Look at the size of your groin. There's so much cum building inside you that every small motion I make must feel like an orgasm. You probably want to burst, right? Keep whimpering for me. Wait, are you close to an actual orgasm? Okay, go ahead. God, keep going. That's it. I've got you. I've got you. Whoa. That was a lot. Let me just mix some of this up with the sake and then take a sip. Oh. That's delicious as hell. Holy crap. It's making my insides feel like lava. In fact, those balls down there still seem pretty engorged, huh? Well, what's the point of them being so big if you can't empty them inside me, huh? I'll do my best not to hurt you, but I'm a big old only girl. I can't promise I won't leave some bruises. Would you look at that? You really are a screamer. God, I don't know if it's the sake increasing its girth or just your natural size, but I feel every damn inch, even your pre-cum. It makes everything feel so nice and warm. Such a lewd sensation, don't you think? Your spirit energy travels through me with your seed, and I can taste it. It may not be in my mouth anymore, but it creates a sort of feeling inside me. I can taste you, and you taste positively wonderful, cutie. Just keep making those sounds, and I'll keep squeezing the cum out of you. The way you look into my eyes, I feel like I'm forever your lover. The way your mouth hangs open as you push into me, you're consumed with lust for me, making me go wild, my love. Do I feel good for you? How funny. You're filling a monster your people fear with steaming hot semen. You're gonna make an Oni girl come. You're gonna join me as well? Good boy. Good boy. Empty your balls inside me. Yes. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Feel like I'm filled to the brim with your seed. You haven't even pulled out. Your cum is spilling out of me. Here. Calm down. That must have been intense, huh? Here. Let me hold you. You feel so good against my skin. Such a gentle warmth. Your soft breathing against my chest. You're probably surprised I could be so gentle with humans. Big, strong Oni with a soft side for tiny men like you. I know the offerings paint a different picture, but I promise, I'm not the one who wants all that stuff. There's so many other monsters who live around here. I'm just glad I was the one who was able to find you first.
I want to make you happy. Yeah. Good boy. I love you.